So, Robin, let us talk about salad.
Oh, grown lettuce. Let us talk about. I see what you did there.
You'll never stop me. My son came home with another gem yesterday. I've always had a stepladder, never knew my real ladder. On to the day job. Resident chef Kathy Gunst is here, and that is important. Summer salad recipes. Hello, Kathy.
I'm still laughing over that one. Yeah. Took me a second. Hello to both of you.
Hi. And, you know, Kathy, these are great. We're going to try to keep the puns to a minimum, but these recipes are great for people going, salad? No, these are not, you know, your grandma's half a head of iceberg lettuce with blue cheese, although that is terrific.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, but so much variety here.
Yeah, that was the idea. I wanted to think outside the box. Sometimes people really have an awfully limited, you know, vision of a salad. Oh, you know, cut up a head of lettuce, put some dressing on it, call it a day. No, that's not what we're going to do here. The first one is entirely grilled, and I am so in love with this recipe. I am thinking about doing it again tonight. I took a fillet of salmon, and then I also took what's called radicchio, which is a bitter type of chicory, very beautiful, maroon and white, and a lemon cut in half. And I put some olive oil on all of them, and I throw them on the grill. You flip the radicchio over till it softens, the salmon cooks till it's done, and the lemon gets a kind of burnt, caramelized deliciousness on the halves. You then take all of this off the fire. You thinly slice the radicchio, put it on a platter, cut the salmon into thick slices, sprinkle it with fresh dill and chives. Then you squeeze that barbecued grilled lemon on top, a little olive oil, and then a lot of pitted green and black olives. And you've got this great salty, crunchy, sour, sweet, savory salad.
Oh, what a combination. Kathy, any suggestions for grilling salmon specifically? Flipping salmon? Now, we use one where it's skin side down and there's no flipping. I'm kind of flipping averse because I'm not very good at it.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to. And skin side down is absolutely the way to go. If you put the skin side down and you're grill is clean, it won't stick. And then if you have a really wide spatula, you can get it up. You can just flip it for 2 to 3 minutes and flip it back over because that crispy skin is yum.
You've just revealed so much about yourself, Scott. Flipping averse.
It's flipping averse. We can talk about that later.
But that's a whole other topic.
Right.
On to the next recipe. Kathy, you have mango avocado chicken salad. I love all of this together. What brought you to it?
I saw 4 mangoes for $3 at the store, and I thought, fresh mango. And then I had a ripe avocado, and I had a cucumber from the garden, and I thought, okay, let's do something with sort of really bright, almost tropical summer flavors, perfect for a hot summer night. So I cubed the mango, tossed it lightly with cucumber, avocado, lime, cilantro, and if you have leftover chicken, add it. If not, you can keep it all vegetarian. And then the dressing is so just refreshing. Fresh ginger, cilantro, mint, and lime juice, and olive oil. And then you add crunchy salted peanuts on top. Again, building colors and textures.
Can I just say, cilantro is such a fragile little thing. If you don't pay attention to it every single second, it just, I mean, my pots are all, the cilantro is just all gone.
But water it.
I know. You have to water them all the time. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm sorry. Scott,
Kathy,
continue.
I have 2 process questions here because I love this recipe. One is, could you add a little kick to that mango avocado chicken salad? A
you
pepper
know what?
Or something?
Absolutely. A little chopped red chili, jalapeno, a splash of hot sauce. Excellent idea. Yes.
Okay.
What's
and
the other
avocados,
technique? Yes.
Avocados and mangoes are, of course, both fruits with big pits.
Yes.
Techniques for dealing with avocados and mangoes. Because, you know, I sharpen my knife with a mango, but I'm a little scared also.
Yeah, you needn't be. You hold the mango upright. You take your knife and you slice down the side till you can just touch the pit and cut right down that on both sides. So you'll have these 2 halves. And you then just make a tic-tac-toe with your knife onto the mango flesh and push them out from the skin. And then you can just cut off whatever is still clinging to the pit and then chew on that pit and get all that gorgeous juice. Avocados, simple. Take a sharp knife, go all the way around or just halfway, and then you can use your knife to pull the pit out and cut it however you like.
Okay, and we only have less than a minute here, but I want to get to, it's not a typo when you get to the website where all of these will be, green salad.
Yes, I challenged myself. I wanted to make a simple summer salad that used only green ingredients. So I found a gorgeous crunchy romaine at the farmer's market. I had lots of early summer peas in my garden. I sauteed a green zucchini. I added celery, mint, and chives. And then in my blender, I whirled up a green goddess dressing with a ton of herbs, avocado, and yogurt.
Oh boy. You could throw in the grass from the yard. Kathy Gunn, our Here Now resident chef. We'll have everything at herenow.org. Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy.